This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 30 verses, 30 days, day 8. And today we're looking at verse number 159 from Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Those people who have divided their religion up and they have become into different groups and factions, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have nothing to do with them, or you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should not have anything to do with them. Allah continues and He says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Their affair is on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their case rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will inform them at some point about their actions and the results and the consequences of their hideous actions. So in this verse, Allah is warning those people who end up dividing religion up into small subsections and small groups. And they end up saying this group has this title and that group has that title. And they divide themselves up in this way. And as Allah says, وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, they end up breaking the groups or breaking the ummah into different factions and different groups. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that this verse is actually revealed about this ummah. Although there is some opinions, and this is also a very famous opinion regarding this verse as well, that this is referring to other nations. But even if it is referring to other nations, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us of the division that occurred in other nations, so we don't end up dividing ourselves in that way. But nonetheless, other scholars of tafsir, such as Abu Huraira, such as Tawus, such as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and others, they said that this verse is referring to the division that occurred and will occur within this ummah as well. Those people who are people of deviance, and they end up dividing the ummah up into subsections. And the reality is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects of us is that we consider this ummah one ummah. This ummah of yours is one ummah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this Quran. And He wants us to be that one ummah. He wants us to be united as best possible. Now, this doesn't mean that we cannot have disagreements when it comes to Islamic law, and that we have disagreements even sometimes when it comes to secondary or tertiary matters of belief. Yes, there are primary matters of belief, and then there's sometimes secondary or tertiary matters of belief in which even Sunni theologians may disagree. So this is not referring to that type of disagreement. This is referring to a division where people end up making roadblocks between themselves and another group, and they say this is their group and that's what they do, and this is their story and this is my group, and this is what we do and this is my story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't do this. He says over here that those people who do this, O Muhammad, you have nothing to do with them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he worked towards unity at every single junction within his life. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he moved to Medina, the first thing, or one of the first things he did, as we find within the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is أَخَى بَيْنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. He tried to develop unity between the muhajirin, the migrant sahaba, and those who used to be indigenous of Medina as well. So this was one of the first things he did in Medina. Why? Because unity is power, division is weakness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want this ummah to be weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this ummah to be strong, and that's why He appreciates unity. And that's why He also dislikes, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of disunity in a bad light. He says, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Imagine how powerful this comment of Allah is. You, O Muhammad, have nothing to do with those people. Sometimes people divide in the name of Allah. Other times people divide in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying that, Muhammad, you have nothing to do with them. Or, Muhammad, if people do that, then you leave them alone. Abstain from them. Don't have anything to do with them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The matter is so hideous. The matter is so grave. The sin is so severe that Allah says, leave them to Allah. Allah will inform them, yunabbi'uhum. And you know, the scholars of Arabic language, they say naba is a very, very important news or a very serious news. When you have a regular news, then the word khabar is used. But when it comes to a very serious news, on a serious matter, on a very serious note, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word naba. So He's telling you this is a very serious matter, and that severity of this matter is such that I'm going to use a very serious word for a news, and the report of that will be for them on the Day of Judgment, that I will tell them, you did this, and this is the result of it, and this is the outcome of it, and this is the sin of it, and this is the punishment of it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the embarrassment on the Day of Judgment of having divided this ummah into different groups. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to work towards unity and understanding that this ummah is one ummah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remain with the majority of the ummah. As we find within the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, stick to as-sawad al-a'zam, the greater majority of the ummah, and don't leave that greater majority and all the beliefs that the greater majority of this ummah has. And by the way, that's the way to stop disunity as well. How so? Well, if everyone clings to the greater majority of the ummah, slowly that minority will cease to exist, and we won't have as many minorities as we do today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.